Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine, and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields, and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening. Welcome to this edition of The Miracle Within You, where we will be talking with Olya Zelenskaya, a quantum therapist. So you're going to learn a lot about what quantum therapy is and some amazing stories from Olya, who currently lives in Canada, but is originally from the Crimea. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce Olya. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Yes, and I'm excited for our listeners and for me to learn more about what you do and this notion of quantum therapy. And just for the listeners, I've become more and more interested in sort of quantum dynamics, as they seem to play a big role in cellular communication. In other words, the cells within our body, how we think. And as I've dived into this, I've realized that I've always been a bit of a quantum thinker, which is thinking of all the other possibilities of interpreting what's in front of me. So tell us a little bit about yourself first, Olya.
Yeah, so originally, as you said, I was born and raised in Crimea in a medical family. So I already had quite a background by being surrounded by all of the atmosphere. And actually, I spent quite some time with my mother in the hospital when she was working night shifts as well. So it's something that always was part of my life. And thank you for allowing me to share my story right now. And I'm doing very well. My health is incredible. I feel lots of natural energy, but it was not always like that. In my early childhood, when I got the regular vaccination, as all babies get, after one of those, I've developed a severe asthma. And quite a few times, I almost died, actually. And all of pretty much so many years of my childhood, I was under medication, under prescriptions. And my mother, of course, she did all the best. She is the doctor herself. But at the same time, my body was going through many different issues. At the same time, there was a blessing, you know, everything what happens, it has blessing. You just need to learn what's that. And that was my first case when I've started subconsciously using the quantum therapy on myself. Because, you know, we all connect to the information, which is on the quantum field. And when I felt, hey, after my last accident, when I almost died, it was just so intense. And I made this decision. I told to myself, Olya, that's enough to have all of this performance to scare all of your family. I make a choice. I'm going to be super healthy. I'm going to be so energetic, and I'm going to do so well, and I'm going to do something about it. So I remember that moment when I made the decision to be extremely healthy with strong immunity. And guess what happened? Actually, in a few months, my body really started to self-heal after I made this decision, but it was super firm, coming from deep within that, hey, I'm done, I'm ready to be healthy, and that's it, it's going to be for life. That was my first experience, even before that. And then when I finished my...
How old were you when that happened and you made that decision?
Yeah, so I started to go through all of those health issues since maybe about even 5 years old. I don't quite remember when exactly it happened. My mother said it happened when I was probably even younger, but I just remember going through all of that since about five. And I made this decision when I was 16, okay. When I had enough, because it's all game, you know? And I felt, okay, enough. I played this game of being sick, and I felt, hey, it's time to be healthy. Like, let's play a different game. But it was super, super firm decision. That's what I remember. I was so sure that I'm ready. There was not a typical one. There was like firm one.
Great. All the energy released, all the energy. And
Yes.
so you made that decision, and then were there consequences of that? I mean, did you do different things? Did you start different lifestyle behaviors or what?
Yeah, and actually, there was the moment when I was finishing high school and moving to my university, and I just started to really focus on my thought process as well and on my internal state. And of course, leading the healthy lifestyle, this is so important. We cannot divide the thought process, the decision, and neglecting the body, of course, making the right choices because our physical body has own laws. And we need to remember, right, that the
Absolutely.
body needs to eat healthy food, the body needs to sleep well, the body needs to exercise. Yes, we have subconscious mind, we have the mind rules, we have the quantum computer here installed with all of the programming. At the same time, we have a physical body. And I also compare it to the horse that carry you towards your goals. And if you overdo your horse, which is physical body,
Yes.
then it's going to be harder to achieve. So it's the complex type of thing, right?
No question, the mind body, it works together, the cellular
Yeah.
communication, the energy, and you need to think, people need to understand those cells, the trillions of cells in our body,
Yeah.
our infrastructure, you know? And if
Absolutely.
they go wrong, then we're going to get disease and almost pretty much any disease can be related back to that lack of energy or the bad energy in the metabolic system that is impacting cells, so they can't do their job of keeping you healthy, right?
Absolutely. All interconnected, and there is no need to divide what comes first.
Right.
Absolutely, we live in such a world with lots of impact on us, and the dynamics are so much faster. We live in the in informational world, and especially with internet, right? And all of the stress coming, of course, at the facts, but there are laws everywhere, and it's just learning those laws. That's
Absolutely.
the major thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And from my studies, those laws are, as I say, related to fundamental cellular processes, ATP, communication, the energy, you know. And just think of that infrastructure. If you had a house and had all the infrastructure, the electricity, the water, whatever, and really it wasn't working very effectively,
Exactly.
that's what's happening to you. And I'd be interested in your perspective on this. So many of the conditions really are related. You know, we think of, oh, cancer is different from heart disease, is different from diabetes, is different from this, is different from that. Actually, they're all the basically very similar manifestations of the same problems, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's all based on that cellular level. And it's so interesting how I've developed further to understand that. Because when I moved to Canada, I didn't do what I do right away. It actually took me years to finally unpack
Right,
myself and
right.
finally find that mission. I call it mission. And it took me years. As when I moved to Canada, I did different jobs, including corporate, which was not my thing at all. And again, blessing in the sky, the COVID happened. And it helped me so much to finally discover my passion and my true mission because I started questioning lots of things. And of course, with all of my family background, we have lots of doctors in the family. Like, and I always was into natural health overall. I was always curious and learning since my childhood about human body. It was always fascinating me. But what I started to question first is beauty industry. That's how I got into what I'm doing right now. I was questioning, hey, like beautiful skin comes from within. It's not about creams or whatsoever. So I started to understand the processes in the body And I've studied the actual anatomy of the face first, and I got in through training through the face yoga. Actually, that's how people started knowing me through that. So that's when I quitted all of the beauty products. That's when I quitted all of the makeup because I've started to get incredible results without none of that. Especially it adds more toxins to the body, including all of the stress. And then I started questioning more. Okay, so now it's all about internal organ system. So I've studied heavily lymphatic system and all of the systems in the body. And I brought a very powerful method from Russia here that helped people to self-heal from chronic issues. So I went super deep. I was actually doing in-person sessions through the method, and it's not a typical thing. It's the self-regulation that turns on the immunity, and Mother Nature made us perfect. We just need to know which buttons to press.
Absolutely.
And then I thought, hey, like now I know this. Now I know the body. I've studied it so well. What's next? That's when I go to the quantum part, to the subconscious mind, because I realized, hey, yes, we have the body systems. Yes, we have the laws, physical laws. At the same time, we have this computer here in the brain, which operates absolutely everything with the programming there. So I
Correct.
started to discover about this part. And to understand how the programming can affect our physical body, because they both affect each other. Either physical body can affect the programming. For example, if there is some stagnation in lymphatic system, for example, then it's gonna affect the programming itself, or the programming affects the body. It's like
Absolutely. Oh, two-way system.
both
Absolutely.
way system. And
Wow.
I started to really open up my horizons from all of the perspectives because I've realized I cannot just go through one way. Our world is so diverse, our body is so incredible, and there are many ways how to interact with this. As you said, there are trillions of body cells and there are processes there. And I started to discover what are different opportunities to unlock own potential, to be healthy, to be wealthy, to be happy. And
Yeah.
that's when I connected all of that, the quantum computer, subconscious mind, through going through different education and studies, how to reprogram. Because I always ask people, how come you update your iOS system on your iPhone every month, but you don't really update your major computer that's connected to the actual major field that's around us, all
Right.
of the information up there in that quantum field? And
Right.
depending on the software here, depends the quality of your life, and you
Right.
can reinstall it.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a good descriptor too of how these things well, this is fascinating stuff. It's a radio show. Eventually we'll have some clips of you on the YouTube channel, but your skin just on this video call does look amazing. Looks great. So clear.
Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, I only one thing that I use there, it's the cold pressed organic walnut oil when I do my face self massages. But again, the health of the skin comes from within
Right.
and it's all interconnected. And I want to inspire people to actually do more self care through the natural ways, because any products that we put in the body, it goes directly to the system. And then it affects everything. It affects the programming as well, because if it's too many toxins accumulated in a system, and when lymphatic system is not capable to remove it, those lymph nodes, once they're inflamed, they cannot cope with all of that. And then it's harder to actually work with the mind when the body is fighting with toxins.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I learned from my studies and Dr. John Leaf, who was the first guest on my show here, is that, when the immune system gets going, it sort of controls everything. It shuts the brain down. It tells you, I need the energy for this. And you lose that capacity. And so many of these things that result in metabolic dysfunction, end
Yeah.
up being a misuse, overuse of immune factors that then create all these problems.
Absolutely.
And where do they come from? Well, a lot of the time, they're from inside us and not external. Yeah, I certainly see how that would work. This is awesome, Ollie. We need to take a quick break and then we'll be right back to explore more of how you have worked with your clients. We'll be right.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to this episode of The Miracle Within You. I'm talking with Olya Zelenskaya, who is a quantum therapist. She was telling us how she got into that. Comes from a deep medical family background, but found her way into what I think is a future, or a big future part of medicine, which is understanding how the mind-body works at a complex level, how cellular function is really critical and probably underpins most diseases. So, tell us a little bit about how you would work if you get a client with a particular problem. What does that look like, that process?
Yeah, this is such a good question, as we all individual people. So I always like to do first assessment to really ask, what's your intention for this work? I need to figure out what's the point B. And then talking about quantum field, I get a specific guidance which way we need to start this work, because all of my clients, they get custom programs. And depending on the personal life scenario, I will actually figure out, should we actually start working through subconscious mind first and we are ready to reprogram right away? Or do we need to actually work through the physical body? Because I have many different cases, and I'll give you a comparison. How does it really make sense? For example, I had one woman who came to me. She struggled to build relationship for many years, and we had only one session through my lymphatic method. That's already actually available through online course, so people can start learning it by itself. So only after one session, only through working through physical body, through lymphatic system, that withholds lots of unresolved emotions as well, because there are going into the system, she actually was able to break through her specific issue. And guess what? In a few months, she got married. But we entered through the body, so she was not ready to go through the mind first. So I assessed that this specific woman, she needs to work through her physical body and to push that internal inflammation that will flush all of those old programming. Because guess what? Once the programs are done, they always go back to the physical system, to the lymphatic system. That's immunity and self-cleansing. So she got her results through the body. Oh, for example, I have a business owner coming to me and has specific ask. And I always estimate sometimes when people tell me they want to reach something, their actual intention could be something else.
Right.
That's actually a very common thing because, again, our computers, they can give us misdirection. We might have some idea that it's something that we want, but there are deeper underlying issues that by working through them, by finding that specific program, and by actually reinstalling it, the whole thing will move. So my job is to actually estimate what's that specific program that triggers that difficulty? So we don't go broad and just go looking around without knowing what to do. I need to know what do you want to achieve first? And depending on that, I'm gonna figure out what's your current life difficulties. And the actual success lies within those life difficulties because all of the answers and keys to those subconscious mind programs, they are through the life difficulties. And that really helps me by figuring out what the person is dealing with right now. And then that's the key to success to discover that specific program. By recreating the new neurology, we are going to push through so many things and we get there to the point B. And I'll give you an example. I had one lady who actually came very depressed. She's very successful in her business, doing million-dollar transactions, even billions. You know, she's working with big projects, and she was actually working on a huge development project that didn't move. And she is one of the major partners, and that's how important it is to know that we all affect each other energetically. So once we found specific programs that actually blocked her, and when we found the actual root cause, guess what? That huge project started moving. That involves like huge investments. But it's just this computer game that we've reinstalled some programming, and
Right.
now the computer starts thinking differently and making new decisions and choices.
Yes.
And it's just so specific. It's just really knowing where you want to go. Because I always find the way through many different modalities, but life difficulties is the actual key to success to figure out what's actually specifically triggering this as a deep root cause, because it's all there at the bottom and it's just finding it and reinstalling it. And what way I'll figure it out is either through physical body as this lady who actually had her problems in life, and then she could create this healthy, happy marriage. But it happened through the physical body because we removed those old programs that got stuck there in the lymphatic system, literally,
Yes.
or this way. So it's very, I would say, creative process. It's the process of creativity, but
Yes.
if the person is ready, we'll make it happen.
Yes, and there is those correlations between the physical and mental part of ourselves, right?
Yes.
And I have this concept of program persona theory that in a particular state we'll have this thought, right? And we'll have certain feelings associated with it. And there's a sort of computer program of thoughts, feelings, metabolic function, all of those things. And we have to hack the program and break it up, right?
Yes.
And that's what
Yes.
you're doing, basically, right?
Yes, and the funny part is it doesn't take that long.
Hmm.
All of my results actually less than a month, but with only one ask. I need to really feel it through my heart and my soul that I truly believe that the person is ready. Because the readiness is everything, because there is a big difference of actually getting results, but it's not me who make those results happen. I always call myself a guide. I know how
Absolutely.
to get there. But
It's
it's
a
on
lot.
you, right? How ready you are to take this
No,
responsibility
no
and follow
question.
instructions.
And I personally believe that that readiness contributes to the positive energy and the potential healing, right?
Yes.
Because if you're not there and you don't have that energy which you need, it's not going to work, right?
That's
You have
true.
got to be engaged. You've got to be energized. You've got to
Yes.
create that. And when
Yes.
you do, then all sorts of amazing things can happen, right?
Yes.
And I've had numerous guests on the show who were told you've only got a few months left to live, and all of them, different conditions, all of them thrived, not survived, not just survived. And the reason was, the one thing they had in common was this energy. No, I'm not. I'm going to do everything that I can. And that in itself is energizing. And then it opens up to actually acting differently.
Yes.
Because having your body being different, you're acting differently. And then the chances of healing really go up.
Exactly. And actually, all of those diseases and illnesses that threatening the life, like actually it gives you a second chance to rethink of all of your actions. So it's again, it's not the curse, it's the blessing, because the creator gives an opportunity to change the course of life, to unlock more of the potential internal possibilities. Because once people develop that, it's either you choose to do something else and make this decision and do different lifestyle with discipline. Because again, I absolutely love this thing about manifestation, but I believe in the discipline in everything what you do. Discipline with your thoughts, discipline with your feelings. But of course, to get there, we need to clear the weeds out, as it's like a cleaning the house, you know, like we discussed earlier. Once you clean the place from old stuff, now you can actually create the room for a new one. So of course, at times it might seem harder if there is the old unresolved emotions and feelings and toxins in the body. And even if you do everything with discipline, but there are ways how to shift it. But again, it takes full mature responsibility for own life to follow specific routine and the process. And with that consistency, it's just inevitable. Results will be there. But again, it takes this firm decision, like I did it when I was 16, that hey, enough, I'm gonna do my possible. I just know how it works. I went through this. But it takes this decision, and it comes to everything. If you want to be rich, it's actually all available. Whatever you have in your mind, it's available for you. It's not just gonna come to you as a dreamer. No, you have this potential, but it requires certain actions. You want to be healthy, there are certain rules and laws you need to follow in your physical activity. When you want to get to some goal, it takes you mature responsibility of your daily life. For example, I tell all of my clients that I'm not the babysitter, I'm not the mother, I'm not the father, I'm the guide. And that's the complete difference, because when people tell me, oh, I don't get my results because people not ready, and they're going to change experts from the experts and go to many retreats, but they subconsciously, the person is not ready to change something, and it's the actual way to get specific form of love through actually not resolving the issue, because our subconscious mind programming and our brain always wants to get results. So if you tell the brain, hey brain, I want to get to point B, it's gonna look for different ways how to get there, especially when we sleep, because during the sleep, that's why they say make an intention before you go to bed, because your subconscious mind will be processing at night how to get there. And if you don't get results, you also made this choice subconsciously. So now your brain will be looking for all of the ways not to get results
Absolutely.
consciously. And then the person say, no, that expert didn't help me, because again, it's always energy loss. We attract what we actually want. Our internal state attracts specific life situations. And if you choose not to have results, you will attract that expert who's not going to give you results, but it's your subconscious choice. Because once you say to yourself, hey, I'm ready, I'm ready to meet that person who's going to help me. Hey, guess what? That person all of a sudden will show up in front of you. It's going to be either Facebook advertisement or you're going to hear some YouTube video because now you're ready to accept it and do something about it. So either you have result or you don't have result. It's all self-made, so self-created. It depends what you want and being in that adult mature position. Actually, to be in full control of own life, because you only can change your own life.
Yes,
You're
nobody
only
can do it for you.
responsible. Exactly. It's impossible. It's yes.
Absolutely.
Your body, your temple.
Yeah, that's right. No, you're exactly right. Oh, yeah. Great stuff. Great stuff. We'll take a quick, short commercial break, and we'll be right back to find out more about your practice and how, I'm sure you got many great stories of how people have been impacted. I would suspect sometimes almost instantly by what you do. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at. And with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. Today I'm talking with Olya Zelenskaya, who is a quantum therapist, talking about some amazing changes that happen in the mind body if you go the right way about dealing with them. And I was very interested in what you're saying about how you get people engaged or try to get them engaged because their engagement is absolutely critical. And I guess this speaks somewhat to communication. I mean, are you very purposeful in your communication, like the words you say or the metaphors you use, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes. Always. My best intention is to create the most positive effect, ripple effect into this planet. And you're absolutely right. Every word, every metaphor, it makes the energy impact. That's why it's so important to be mindful of the clarity of your language, because it does create the change in the world big time. And before I actually, speak up to people, for me, it's number one is to have heart open, because wording is very important. At the same time, how ready you are to serve the word. So for me, to actually having this heart open with the whole willingness to communicate and attract the exact people who are ready to receive, but it comes through the specific energy way how to deliver the message. And every time when I'm speaking up in front of people, I always make this intention to even say that one word that's going to help someone. And just really make this intention. Please, Creator, connect me with people who are ready to receive because I'm ready to give.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And always when I'm so clear that I'm ready to serve people, that I really want to make this difference in someone's life, that's the magic happens. But it starts from the open heart mm-hmm. and true love. Because mm-hmm. I feel the big difference how you actually deliver with your message is actually giving it with love. Especially these days, it's really hard to trick people.
Right.
In right. our informational world, because yes, the image can be beautiful, the picture can be beautiful, but then right. something is not right with energy. Talking about this quantum reality, we all know what's true or what's not. It's this soul part, right?
Yes.
It's like this body, mind, and soul, because we're all souls here mm-hmm. who come onto this planet, and we have these wonderful tools such as mind and the body to help soul unlock own potential and gain new qualities for own evolution.
Yes.
And my major goal is to deliver this message to people and communicate this message that we are such a beautiful unity of all three. But it's very important to remember that the body and the mind is the tools, because quite often people live in here in the mind, which is ego. And it's really hard to get out from here.
Right.
And that's the trap.
Right. Yes, yes, yes. Almost like trying to think your way out of it. That doesn't, you know, that doesn't do it, you know. It's about emotion. It's about the feeling. Yeah. It's about the energy, right?
Energy is everything. And you know what I find in my personal work, that why so many dreams don't come true? Because they come from here, from the mind.
Mm-hmm.
They come from specific ego filter, because we have lots of information around us. But the actual true answers always come from within. But to get there, it takes some clearance to actually to get to that part.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yes.
everything starts aligning. That's why, like, my goal is to communicate this with people that, hey, all of this magic from within will start really unlocking once you truly get connected to your own internal you, because that person who is within you can be completely different than you think about yourself, because all of the thoughts here,
right.
they just may create so much illusion around.
Right.
And it's just making this intention to uncover all of those illusions and to truly meet who you are. And then everything is just become super possible. As this is my true belief that, again, sky is not the limit. Sky is only the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
It all depends how far you want to go and mm-hmm. how far you're ready to work on yourself.
No question.
And how many actions you're ready to take for this. Smart actions.
Mm-hmm.
Like the program that I do with Subconscious Mind, it doesn't take that long. And usually it takes less than a month to actually start with new page.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I compare this thing as the mind reprogramming type of thing. It's once you actually sit down and recode thing, and it's all possible, because that's all my real life cases that prove that, hey, you can actually change your life super fast, but it takes your readiness and decision, and then you need to maintain that.
Yes.
Because yeah. even if results happen, but then you go back to the old choices, then nobody can guarantee you that.
Right, right. Yeah, and so much of our thinking and then our feeling is habitual, right? And,
yeah.
And so we've got to break that.
The pattern.
Yeah, and then when you can do that, and people start seeing themselves differently and are energized, then that's when incredible things happen. I really believe that. From people, you know, recovering from what seems like, you know, conditions that are going to kill them. No, they can recover.
Absolutely. But, you know, I always talk about secondary gain. When the person still wants to hold on to secondary gain, and being sick actually serves the purpose, for example, not to go to work, to do something in life, it actually serves the purpose. It justifies in action.
Yes.
Because being healthy, completely healthy, means now you're fully responsible. And you need to act. You cannot stand on one spot. You need to move forward. And that's the whole evolution part. You need to grow further. But it's a bit harder when you have those past emotions holding you back, because life happens only here and now once you're present. But what I notice, people either mainly live in the past trying to resolve unresolved things, or people super excited about the future that didn't happen. But the truth is, the life happens here and now.
Right.
And the whole magic, that's when you actually make all that magic from within you, you unlock this once you're here and now, and you live second by second. That's the key. But to get there, again, lots of clearance needs to be done. And it doesn't take that long. I speak from my personal practice. Mm-hmm. I have different ways how I work. But if I do, let's say, 1 month program, usually no more is needed. If it's going through actual complete clearance, but then specific dedication and discipline required to keep maintain that. It's like, hey, I went to this detox, and then after starting to eat all of the junk food and doing bad lifestyle, the body is like a car, right? The car will break down. Yeah. You can't just say, hey, I got results. Now, I can do whatever I want and neglect.
No, you got to stay with it. Otherwise, and that's one of the problems with behavior change and changing ingrained habits that are so programmed in you. It's not changing. It's changing in a way that you will be able to maintain and want to maintain, right? Rather than just going back to the old way. And you do raise a good point about the secondary gain of being dysfunctional in some way, or even sick.
Yes.
And you have to
recognize. You get lots of love. Imagine how much love you get as well, and attention.
Yes.
It's lots of attention going through this way, because now, like, look at me, this and that, right?
Yeah. No. It's true. We had a great guest, Shiraz Babu, on the show a few weeks ago, and he told us about how he got extreme arthritis at a very young age, 21 or something, and everything he tried wouldn't get rid of it. And then he eventually went to India, and a guru said to him, here's your problem. You want to help everybody and do everything for them, but that's not possible. So your body has given this limitation, so you don't have to do it, the arthritis. Yeah. And then he goes on to explain how he immediately saw that and was cured, and now works with people, particularly who, you know, are stuck in an illness that has some positive value to them.
Exactly. You're discovering individually, right? And it's like hidden deep within, like this seed that needs to be like really found. And again, we cannot help people and rescue anyone. It's like in the airplane, first you have mask on yourself, right?
Right.
And you are the only one person who can save yourself, and the other people can guide you, and that's the best, who's not gonna be rescuing you, pulling you out of something. No, again, somebody can show you, here is the flashlight, that's the direction, let's go. I know the way. Are you ready to follow? Let's go. I've been there. I know, like, the ways. Do you resonate with me? Because it's all about trust. You know, when people get results as well, when they fully trust you. And that thing, that's the intuition, that's this third eye thing.
Yes.
Somehow you feel it if the person is right for you. Because again, expert or the guru can have the best tools in the world and
yep.
everything is available. But if that heart connection is not there, yes,
doesn't mean anything.
Trust and belief. Trust from the person and belief from the expert that, hey, it's possible. When the expert believes, it's already 50% done, because quantum reality will do its job. Because once you're really truly believing, it's a very strong energy, and the actual answers will be coming to the expert how to guide properly, specifically this person, because we have all different cases, we have different backgrounds, we've been born in different countries, we ate different food, we have different families, we have different childhood traumas, we have different things. At the same time, our body systems are the same, regardless of all of our different backgrounds. Our systems is the same. Heart is located in the middle of the chest, lungs are located here, brain is located here. Doesn't matter where you're from, the systems are the same. Brain is functioning this way.
Right.
So that's the common thing. So it's nothing about where you're from or
No.
Very individual. Our body's functioning the same.
Yes, absolutely. This is great stuff, Alya. So how can people reach you? I know that you do, you know, Zoom or video conferencing with people, so that allows you to connect with people all over the world. So if a listener there is interested in reaching out, finding more, connecting with you, what do they do? Where do they go?
Absolutely. There are ways, either through my website that's going to be up pretty soon, and I will share it. Also, either LinkedIn or social media like Instagram. And just reach out. And I do the consultations globally. There are no limitations here. That's the whole beauty of our new technology world, that we are not limited. It's only your personal limitations. So happy to work with anyone through the Zoom conferencing. Absolutely amazing way. And I helped quite a few people through actually interacting over Zoom. Very effective. You don't need to fly to see me.
There you go. No, that's
great. We can all connect.
Right. And so your website, which will almost certainly be up when this is being broadcast, what is the name of that you were telling me earlier?
Yeah, so The Alchemy Therapy.
The Alchemy Therapy.
Alchemy Therapy, yes.
.com, right?
.com, yes.
Okay.
And I'm super excited to connect with people who somehow feel that I'm the right guide. I'm truly ready to meet you and serve you in my best potential, and super excited to meet everyone and connect, even for a chat, and see how I can serve and help. I'm very, very open and really happy to make a change and difference in this world, as happy people create happy planet.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. No question about that. So again, if you're interested in Alya's work, reach out. The Alchemy Therapy, right?
Yes.
Thealchemytherapy.com. Alya is online too, or LinkedIn. We'll have some other things in the notes by the time this show is up and running. So check those out too. Thank you, Alya, so much. Wonderful insights. Great to get to talk with you like this, and really very happy to expose you to a big audience here of people who I'm sure will, some of whom will resonate with what you're saying. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very blessed and very grateful to be a guest of such a powerful show.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.